Hi guys, welcome to the Funny Talk podcast.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Pony Talk podcast. So today I will have a co-host and she's about to introduce herself.
Hi guys, welcome to my YouTube channel.
It's a podcast.
Oh my god.
Hi guys,
welcome to the Pony Talks. It's Camilla.
Kamkam Akuba.
Kamkam with a little bit of ice cubes.
So today we'll be talking about heartbreak songs, like when you're going through proper heartbreak, whether it's a little or a very bad heartbreak, the songs that can help you out.
All those ones
out,
where you say, it did not tame you.
Yeah.
Oh, you know you're crying in the night.
Yes,
I'm not judging you.
Yeah, so these are like, we'll give you a list. It's like a playlist of songs to... So I made a list of songs for people going through heartbreak or anything.
Because we care about you.
Yeah, we really care about you. So I don't know, Jesus, like, it's coming from a personal view, Sha, like, I just
views that have helped us, you know, the times you saw our friend cry, the songs
we ourselves that cried.
Please, we that cried.
Please. But yeah,
did it at auction? It was for like, you. That was the song. It's your last auction.
I did not add that song. Please, I don't go through heartbreak. But anyways, so like I think the number, should we start from the top or from the
I think
lowest?
Bottom, anyone?
Well, I'm going to start from the lowest.
Fernando, Iman, what the fuck? Or what is his name? James Brown, what the fuck?
Please, I love James Brown. So I think we'll start from the bottom, like the least in my, the least song in my playlist in this particular heartbreak list, and it's coming from your girl Miss Dark Paradise,
Lana Del Rey.
Period.
I want to tell people, like, girls that listen to Lana Del Rey, they are either racist, really sad, or just, you know, those ones that are like rich but they like fans in suffer head, or just perpetual sorrow.
This song is just, I don't know, like, it makes people cry. Please.
Who is me? Even if there's no heartbreak. I remember listening to this song without a man and I was like, oh my god.
It has this kind of pressure. Like, what is this?
You see, I see. She said all her friends tell her to move on. These are for those friends that, you know, they break up every day, every second, and then they wake their other friends up. And then go back to them. I'm not judging
after
you.
After all the advice
I'm just
and
saying,
everything, they will still go back.
Please be a considerate person. If you know you're not breaking up perpetually, just, or finally, just try, okay? Just try and get us. I'll just keep us, out.
And there's no remedy. Da-da-da. Your face is away. Now, what kind of song is this? Anyways, well, that's for that part. All those friends that will be disturbing their friends after all the advice and after all the cries, then you guys will go back to the
I will not forgive you.
I beg.
The post-traumatic stress disorder is real.
Very real. I think the next one is Neo So Sick. Do I even have
so sick of love, so
like Neo is this kind of guy that
Neo has always been a bad bitch. He's a proper Yoruba demon. Nobody should tell me anything with his mola, his what do you call that cap? Whatever he's wearing on his head, Sha, and the big nose. That's like the holy trinity of a Yoruba demon. Nice words, molo, the dapper dressing.
It's so annoying because this guy always sings about heartbreak. So, and you think
and
he's the one going, thank you, you think he's the one going through the heartbreak, but he's the heartbreaker. Like, how does anybody do that?
I
please
respect that though.
Oh my, Sha. Anyways, I'm going to play the song for you right now. Sorry.
This is the one where you get, this is the phase of anger in the heartbreak where you're like, I hate love. Who even asked me to do it then? I never like him. But
this song is just, I don't even know what to say. God. Neon's been a bad bitch. Ew. All those Yoruba demons. And you know, like, when I was growing up listening to Neo, I suspected that he had a trace in Nigeria, the Yoruba culture, like the Yoruba tradition.
But
everything.
Yoruba, I thought he was Igbo.
I feel he's Yoruba.
His nose is very catapult-like, so I thought he was Igbo.
he doesn't have this guy. Like, he's so good at singing heartbreak song, although he's a heartbreaker. God. Anyways, the next song is... I beg. That song just make me cry now. Okay. Well, the next song is The Weeknd, Call Out My Name. The Weeknd is another person that is so super good.
I don't even know. Like, he's such a perfect artist. From the heartbreak to the toxic nigga to the electric, neopunk, everything he eats is really one of my goats, honestly. He is a new sound. I'm obsessed with him. I've always been obsessed with him. I remember when I was listening to The Weeknd when nobody knew him. I have this power of discovering stars before they blow.
I beg,
my sister can say it. I am so humble with my spirit of discernment, but go ahead.
But yeah, me too. I like The Weeknd so much. Like when he started and everything, then he went through heartbreak from who? Who was that first?
Selena Gomez. Oh,
yeah, like
Hadid.
Yes. That was when he went through his first heartbreak, I think. Then the guy just became so crazy. I still love him. His songs are very hard. Kai. Well, I just like the guy. And he's so fine and tall. Please.
He's tall?
He's tall. Like, you can't call him a short person. Abby?
I put you on top. This is the one that all those girls like to pay for their boyfriend rent. And then you sleep with their friend.
God.
I know y'all.
Guys,
I'm not judging you, actually. Oh, okay. Also, in the reverse, where boys will, like, spend their whole things on the girl and the girl gets married. I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Well, that's it for The Weeknd. I think the next song on my list, oh my God. You guys, I love this song so much. Like, it's actually in my personal playlist to Big Girls Cry. Like, I don't know if you know it, by...
Is it Big Girls Cry or Big Girls Don't Cry?
Sorry, Big Girls Don't Cry. Big Girls Cry is by Sia. Big Girls Don't Cry...
I don't know, but like, you're confusing us. What should I do? Should I cry? Should I not cry? Sia, Fergie, do something about my emotions.
But I think it's Big Girls Don't Cry.
Yeah, I know, but like, what do you want me to do? I like to shuffle both of them, so when I'm crying, Big Girls Cry, you know? And then later I just be like, I have to man up. I'm an Igbo woman. I have to stand up. I only have like 5 minutes of being soft in a day, so I try.
Honestly, yo. Bosha, anyways, it's Big Girls Don't Cry.
The next one is what?
Like, I've not played this.
They will go and check it, please. The next one.
But I don't know if you guys know it. Let me just give a hint. It's so nice.
I think this one are for the accountable ones, where you know you were, you are also toxic in a way, or you guys are not just compatible anymore. And you know it's time to let go of that love that is no longer there. Instead of fighting for this spark. I respect this set of people. I think I'm also there. But, yeah.
Me too. Sometimes, like, yeah, I'll just respect and move. That one is a different case. But I think I'm also in this set of people. Like, I know when the love is no longer there. So I'll just walk away. No need to bring back the spark.
It's okay.
There's no need to write, but please, you guys should check it out.
Please change.
Before, she like almost everybody have gone through heartbreak one way or the other.
And it doesn't always have to be romantic heartbreak. I think friendship heartbreak is people don't talk about friendship heartbreak enough. Like, a friend is someone that both of you used to talk about the mundane things, the big, the little things, everything in between, and suddenly you guys are now reverting back to strangers. I think it's even better if you guys maybe revert totally back to strangers instead of the one where you're still one leg in, one leg out. I don't know. It's so confusing. It's so overwhelming.
Honestly.
I actually had to deal with this. And I think that was my biggest heartbreak. I finally moved on this year after like how many years? Because, no, I think in romance, I mean, I I'm sure most of my friends knew my romantic partner before they even, like, when they came and when they left. But then some friendships, after all those things together, crying on the chairs, vulnerable moments, then suddenly you guys are like, hi, hello, I hope you're okay, okay, bye. Like, what the fuck?
Me, I feel like friendship heartbreak is the most, oh my God, it's the most horrible type of heartbreak ever. Like, it's, I don't even know, it will just scatter you because there's no how you want to let go of this person because you feel like, oh, they're your friend forever. This person has cried with you. You've been through the dust. You've been through the sea, everything. And one day you guys just wake up and don't talk to each other again.
We've been through these supper days, the trenches, the ghetto.
Well, the next song on my list is Jungle. It's very popular on TikTok. We have the fast version, the TikTok version, the real version, and everything.
TikTok, what's wrong with you sometimes?
Well, but I'm just playing the version I have, you get. So it's by Emma.
We have more heartbreaking songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, more. I don't really. This one is just.
Aesthetic. Oh, sorry. Where will you be fighting in a dark room? Oh my God, sorry.
Like, these kind of people. I'm sure this heartbreak is like. Aesthetic heartbreak. Yeah, wearing crop. And the other one is wearing like big hoodie and all that. Like, bitch, please. You can't even afford my Versace.
Do you guess?
But I don't know what I'm saying, but it's even aesthetic breakup.
But why would you guys be fighting in the dark? Why would you be fighting? It's toxic.
But That's awful.
Like, to go deep into this song, I can't, please. Honestly. So, the next song on the list is... I have a personal memory with this song.
Auction.
Like, no, not Auction. Well, the name of the song is Where You Are by Willow Smith and the Pink Panthers. Like, this song, like, with... Like... The song,
I love this song. It's
like a happy song, but then, oh no, it sounds happy, but then it's like a painful type of sad song.
Let me tell you, people, like, if you like this song, I'm sure you like all those Timaya, them mama, them papa, because we're talking about actual war events and we're dancing in party, fighting for your love, breaking our ways. It's the same energy with this song.
Well, it just sounds so happy. I never knew it was a heartbreak song. Till later, I calmed down. Like, I listened to
And when she got heartbroken,
she get... Yes! Like, it was actually related to my own heartbreak. Because, Well, the next song is a very popular song by our queen. Like, our queen. The Rihanna. Baby, the mama. No, Adele.
Oh, which song is that?
Adele is like someone Chasing like payments. You.
Oh,
Someone like you, like someone like you is like a global heartbreak.
I feel Chasing Pavements is the one that, but someone like, you know, Adele. One thing about her, she will sing that sad song. She will sing.
She's just the winner, please.
She
had her new Jesus and the Weeknd. Oh my God.
She will sing that sad song and she will eat.
Like Adele has just been.
Chasing Pavements had me screaming and jumping and. Crying and swearing that, you know.
Yeah, Chasing Pavements is also good.
You keep
like,
talking
I really
as if
like
I've really
it.
Like experienced heartbreak in my life.
You have, like, it doesn't have to be.
Yes,
personal,
like I mean
like
from by association, of course. Now I've suffered that one enough. That's why I used to be like, I hate men by association. Okay, I don't hate men, to be very honest. But I hate romantic relationship by associations. I've seen what he has done to people. I'm the one that just woke up in the middle of the night. And I'm the one that will be sleep deprived.
I think I've done that before, waking up in the middle of the night to cry. Jesus.
Oh, no, like, I'm the one that will wake, I'm sleeping.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I get
wake
you, then
you
wake, yeah, I get you. I get
and then
you
get back to the person, like.
But you know, I'm the kind of person that don't like disturbing my friends when I'm going through heartbreak. I don't tell them, like, I just tell them, I and this person have broken up. And then we just talk at that point and boom, I don't even wake them or disturb them. I don't have time for it, sure.
This song, the only song I like in this song is that
Never mind. We say.
I'm sorry, this song is a banger.
Honestly,
Adele
like,
is a banger. Like, please,
honestly.
Please, don't mind my voice. We actually have cough in this house. It's in the air.
Yeah, I'm not even. Oh my god. Pray for me, people.
They will not pray.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I beg. I don't want to put you guys. I don't feel like putting you guys in that spot to be vulnerable. Please. So I think the next song is Love is More Depressing Than Depression. Jesus. I think what's depressing is the title of the song.
Yes. Why
Love is More Depressing Than Depression? It's so sad.
No, why they do this? Okay, let me tell you guys. The original song is from Shiloh Dynasty.
Yeah,
so I know you guys, like most of you people that are listening to Lo-Fi, right? I just want to tell you something. 99% of every Lo-Fi beat you're listening to is from Shiloh Dynasty.
Yeah. And I like Shiloh Dynasty very
much. Yeah, I love them so much because they were very instrumental to me. I think one time when I was failing in university, I was just listening to them and feeling like, oh wow, I'm feeling, but I'm alive to listen to music. So I like them.
Well, anyways, God, this song is so depressing. Well, we've come to the topper part of the list. Anyone know?
English, Nigeria.
Nigeria, English, anyone out there? But like the top four places, and oh my God. This is the part that I am just ready to scatter because this
when she's
top,
vibrating, you know that it's from a personal point of view.
Okay, yeah, it's actually from a personal point of view, but it's not like it's personal. I mean, you know that from the stories that you told me, so I get heartbroken.
Don't
like so, like that's the kind of personal thing I'm talking about because it was stories that I heard from, do you understand? That made me like this song.
And their experiences where you just be like, wow. And you know when they're telling you story and there's this song that is playing on the phone, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And everybody be like, oh, that's our heartbreak song.
So this number four on my list, oh my God, it's coming from my baby girl. Ah! Summer Walker.
Hey!
This song. No, that album. Like,
Over it.
I know. She can't sing any, like, she can't release any album.
I feel
album
like, you know, every artist have that song where there's this album that is so sacred, like, there's nothing you can do to top it. Over it is that album for Summer Walker.
Honestly.
She can try, but she will not find her anymore. And I'm glad we got to experience that.
Like, I really, okay, this is the song Off of You. Like, this song is so deep. I know many of you out there love Summer Walker, but yeah, who doesn't? But I guess people said they don't really like Summer Walker.
I mean, her character, like, off the music can be a little bit questionable, but
me, I love Summer Walker.
I understand.
You've demonstrated me. This set of people that like falls into this category are the people that their boyfriend will be maltreating them. They know they are seeing him, but they are like, oh my God, he will change.
He will change.
Let me just compromise.
If you don't stand up from there, rubbish.
I just get out.
Even the boys that used to tolerate bare minimum too. It's stand up, except you're very comfortable and the person is compensating with another part, which is okay, but if you're suffering zero everywhere, what is wrong with you?
Honestly, just leave the
relationship.
Why
are you doing that to yourself?
Leave it, because at the end of the day, you keep resenting the person.
And resentment is too deep to let that even fester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my number three, the third one. I don't know if you guys watch this movie.
Something fishy going down.
Like, I don't know if you guys watch this movie, but it's Teen Spirit. I don't know if you've heard of it. I don't know, but I got this song from
you guys
the
before.
Movie.
Like, she played this song. I just want to say, like, I never really forget like this DJ that played Something Fishy for someone's wedding. I remember. I think about like what was going through this man's
that
head.
DJ is just... the woman's ex, I swear.
I'm that petty, but continue.
Well, anyway, so as I was saying, the number three on my list from Teen Spirit, this song is
I was a fool.
Yeah.
This one for those girls that will get all the boys that when they, you know, the time when you wake up in the middle of the night and be like, hey,
they'll just clap there like the me and me, all who have fed me and me. Like,
then they'll go back like, to sleep immediately.
Yeah, this is the pain is so this sharp pain you get even from the name. I was a fool for love.
This is like the character development song. This is song crucial to that moment where you now develop into the Yoruba demon or Igbo woman you are.
I was a fool for love. Who never fuck up? Jesus.
I was a fool.
Okay, I think this gets to the part where I'll just have to tell you guys a little story about my heartbreak. Yes, I've been heartbroken. Your baby girl has been heartbroken
before. Of course,
before.
No. I've never seen how you're vibrating with this thing.
But I think at that point, it was during the lockdown, 2020. And it was obviously a Yoruba demon. Yes, a Yoruba demon broke my heart. Then I was this innocent girl. I was so innocent and pure. I was
She's
so sweet.
Her eyes right now, moving with her hand and body.
It's so painful because I think that guy made me feel very comfortable. He made me feel like, oh, I found the love of my life. The person that I was like, do you know, like, that, like, okay, that was after watching To All the Boys I've Loved, and I became so delusional because
I wanted
a relationship like Peter Kavinsky and Lara Jean. Like, I wanted that kind of cute thing and everything. So I felt like, oh, this guy was the right guy for me, and we are going to be cute together and everything. Lo and behold, I think we talked for like about 7 months. We kept on talking, you know, these sweet romantic talks online and everything. We couldn't meet because of it was lockdown, obviously. But I think when the lockdown like ended, that was around October. No, September, October. Okay, yeah, October. I can never forget. Jesus, 19th of October. Like, I think that was when the lockdown ended. So he came to see me on that day, on the 19th, and that was when he asked me out and everything. I was fucking happy, guys. Guys, I was the happiest. Like, I was the happiest. I was very happy. I was like, finally, I've gotten the... It was... I called everybody, like, all my friends. This was when I...
And I want her. I always just want, like, my sister. Every time I want her, there's nobody. No, like, please, tell them about my spirit of discernment. I can read... A red flag.
Well, it's actually
romance
true.
Or anything.
It's actually
afar.
True.
It's just my spirit.
It's true. So, anyways, that was how we met. He asked me out. I said yes. I called all my friends. I told that was how happy I was. Like, I told every fucking body, like anybody. Like, I was. Oh my god, I'm in a relationship with this guy. Finally, you know everything. Do you know that, guys? I think after that day, he started acting up.
Did I beg you to ask me out?
Wait, do you understand that? Did I beg you to ask me out? Like, he was acting up. Jesus, he was not talking to me like the way we were talking and everything. And I was just, I kept on thinking. I said, Jesus, what is going on? I left it though. That was how, 2 days, 3 days, I did not hear from him. I was talking to my friend that, this guy just suddenly changed. He's switching up and everything. They were like, no, maybe he's not switching up. Maybe he's busy. That I should talk to him about it and everything. Me, I didn't know how to talk to him because I didn't want to, like, complain and start nagging. You know, now because it was just the beginning of a relationship and everything. But anyways, this bastard, I finally spoke to him. Guys, when I spoke to him, this guy broke up with me. At this point, like, guys, it was not even up to a week in the relationship. He broke up with me saying that, oh, he was not ready for a relationship. Like, wait, did I even force you? Did I hold knife to your neck that you must be in a relationship with me? Like, did I force you into this? This guy broke up with me telling me that he was not ready for a relationship. That, oh, we can still be like this, but let us not be tagged. I don't want to be tagged. I don't want to be anybody's boyfriend. I don't want to be in a relationship.
Oh,
God, what kind of Yoruba disgusting demon was that?
As if that was not enough. He now called her later to tell her.
No, 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 no. That, Jesus. all of you, bruh. My God is always fighting for me. Forget it. But anyways, that was how the relationship ended. It was so painful. It was not up to a week. After waiting for 7 months, the relationship ended before a week. I cried. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I didn't cry that deal. Like, I didn't cry that day. I didn't cry for over. I was coming stronger.
You were shocked.
Like, you get that kind
denial.
Of thing. Guys, it took me like a year and like how many months to like to recover. Like, guys, like, Jesus. Some nights I'll just wake up, sit down, and I'll start screaming. Like, I'll just start crying. I'll see myself crying. I'm like, what is this? What is going on with me? Like, that was when I knew that.
What is happening?
Heartbreak is painful. And at that period of time, I did not like any guy that comes to me. Like, it was like, you were, like, I would just be so aggressive. You know, that was me. Like, I was going through this aggressive phase because of that breakup. But people were like, this girl is pain. I'll be like, I'm not pain. What the fuck are you mad? God, but the heartbreak was really painful. Although it doesn't sound like it's painful now because like I'm over it, but it was really, really, really painful. I went through it. Guys, guess what? After a year or so, nigga came back and was telling me how he was not okay, how he went for therapy because a girl broke his heart. This guy had the balls to tell me that he went for therapy because of a girl. Guys, the way I laughed.
Dude, that's like, I'm like, man.
I'm like,
they're not so bad in like, the market.
Guys, if you don't believe in karma, guys, believe in karma. Like, I swear, karma is a gangster. Like, she's out there for evil people. Do you understand? Like, this guy had the boss come back and tell me how a girl broke his heart. And so, like, Jesus Christ.
If you're listening to this, listen to the playlist so that you hear, eh?
Yes. And I think the song I was... Ah, Jesus. Okay, I think the song that I really played that period of time was Auction. Because he told me that... he told me that was the song that he was going to... Like, that's the song that he was going to remember me with. Because I love this song so much. I almost died. Till today, I don't like playing this song. Well, I was just using the Auction to play my heart, you know, stuff like that. I gave myself courage. But I was so happy when this guy told me that I went for therapy. Like, he reached therapy! Hey! But anyways, that's it. Back to the playlist. The number 2 song on my list. My heavy, wonderful list. Goes to, well, this song, like, I've not used it for my own personal heartbreak or anything. I think my sister was the one that introduced me to this song, but I just like the song so much, and it became like our ritual to sing the song when someone is heartbroken or something like that, because oh my God, this song is like, I don't know if you heard it, like, yeah. Like, you guys should actually...
It's by Elamai. I know that her album, she did a lot of speaking and talking and podcast energy, like, which was annoying sometimes. But this song, she didn't talk and it was just...
Well, but...
Put it to that segue.
Yeah. This song... Ah, let me put it to our favorite song. Come and do the things I do. I've been overthinking. Trying to make the wrong one right for no reason. You know, stuff like that. I gave myself courage. But I was so happy when this guy told me that I went for therapy. Like, he reached therapy. Hey! But anyways, that's it. Back to the playlist. The number 2 song on my list. My heavy, wonderful list. Goes to, well, this song. Like, I've not used it for my own personal heartbreak or anything. I think my sister was the one that introduced me to this song, but I just like the song so much, and it became like our ritual to sing the song when someone is heartbroken or something like that, because oh my God, this song is like, I don't know if you heard it, like, yeah. Like, you guys should actually,
it's by Elamai. I know that her album, she did a lot of speaking and talking and podcast energy, like, which was annoying sometimes, but this song, she didn't talk and it was just
well, but
put it to that segue.
Yeah, this song. Ah, let me put it to our favorite song.
Come and do the things I do. I've been overthinking, trying to make the wrong one right for no reason.
And I'm so overwhelmed. Glad for the feeling, but you didn't know I'm in it. And I'm so glad you took it.
So glad. Like, we must say that part. Jesus,
call me when I wasn't looking for you. Shots in the dark.
You know what cheap shots means now.
Anyways, that's it. Back to the playlist.
The number two song on my list, my heavy, wonderful list, goes to, well, this song. Like, I've not used it for my own personal heartbreak or anything. I think my sister was the one that introduced me to this song. But I just like the song so much. And it became like our ritual to sing the song when someone is heartbroken or something like that, because oh my god, this song is like, I don't know if it's that part where we like, used to, yeah, right? yeah like, you guys should actually,
it's by Elamai. I know that her album, she did a lot of speaking and talking and podcast energy, like, which was annoying sometimes, but this song, she didn't talk and it was just
well, but
put it to that side, baby.
Yeah. This song, let me put it out. I'll prevent it.
Got me doing things I do. I've been overthinking. Trying to make the wrong one right for no reason. And I'm so for me. Glad for the feeling, but you didn't know I'm in it. And I'm so glad you took it.
So glad. Like, we must say that part.
Call me when I wasn't looking for you. Shots in the dark.
You know what cheap shots means now. Well, this particular song,
we're going to keep a link of the playlist, maybe somewhere, shall,
yeah, on WhatsApp, for you guys.
Okay, then get on it.
No, like, this particular song, I don't know, I just feel like playing it every fucking time. The number one on my list. Oh my god.
I think the thing about the song is just that it was a cultural reset. It's, the video is very nostalgic and it's a very old song.
Yeah,
so,
it's a very old song.
And you know they don't do songs like that no more.
Anyways, this song is from our bad girl Riri. Oh my god, she's such a bad bitch.
Before the good girl turned bad.
Yeah, I think our time machine. That don't worry, we'll give you guys a bonus. Like, there's always a bonus. But this song is by,
wait, what about the weekend?
Rihanna, and the name is "Hate That I Love You." God, from the name alone, like. From the name alone, it's very painful. I'm laughing because I was supposed to play this, but I was playing Believe It. Anyways, this is it.
You know a song with guitar will always bang. Once you start with the guitar, then you're off.
Hey. Guess how much I love you.
This song, like, you won't feel it now. Just go through heartbreak first, then play the song.
In fact, you know when life is hitting you in the middle of the night,
yeah,
just put it in your speaker, right? Put it in a very low volume and just lie down. Look into your ceiling and then you see the tears fall off.
And guys, guess what? Neo Futured. This guy is a demon.
And all of a sudden I forget
that I was upset.
Can't remember how to be. And I hate it. You know exactly what to do. So I can't stay mad at you for too long. That's wrong.
Guys, please, this song. I'm gonna die if I keep listening to it. So let's just end it there. And you know that there was a time that whenever I played the song, I was not feeling that sentimental. Like,
sentimental. Yeah,
sentimental. Like, I was not feeling because I was not going through anything. My life was happy then and everything. But guys, when I finally went through,
when I went through life,
when they served me breakfast, I played this song, I almost died. But it helped me a lot. Like, I was not feeling like this bad bitch. Do you understand? But anyways, we've come to the end of the list. I hope you guys really like it. And I'm going to play a bonus. A heavy bonus. God, I don't know if you know about Money Long, But that girl is fire.
Of course, you know. It's
she's fire. So I'm going to play her Time Machine. This song, hey, Jesus this Christ of Nazareth.
But honestly, you
yeah,
want to go back.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Time Machine. What would you have done?
And many of us can relate to it because, you know, it was talking about good girls that always, like, fall for all these players, these demonic people. God, I think I fall under this part. Yeah. This part is to pay my soul. Like when you want to sing it, you have to sing it with all your energy.
Kind of like this is that end part.
Yeah, yeah. So please be serious, let's sing. Eventually the good girls make bad decisions. Oh God. Like fucking with the bad boys who fuck all the women. Eh? And there's somewhere, this is when they will not know. They will not become a bad bitch to take revenge. If she had three wishes, she's me. One, wish I never fell in love. Two, I wish I never fell for you. Three, yeah, I just had one more wish. I go back and do it all over again. Wish I had the time machine. Honestly, many of us have been at that place, that position where we'll be like, God, can I just take back time? Can I just wipe this away from memory? Like, during this time, like, just some things are so horrible that you don't want to remember them. You don't want to even regret them. You don't want to know anything about it. You just want to just go back in time and just rearrange.
But then I have this theory whereby you have to meet all these things. At the end of the day, it's better than living in a black and white gray life.
Honestly.
Where you truly did not experience the high and low lows and the in-betweens. Sometimes if you regret it, I think later on when you're old and aging, yeah, these memories that will keep you young again.
Honestly, so, it will just this? Like all those memories that made you cry later on, they will make you laugh. You'll be like, yeah, are you serious?
Look at me. You guys will always laugh about it. No matter how bad it is, one day you will laugh about it.
Yeah.
And I hope it gets easier. Yeah, I cannot relate, but...
I always tell people that don't let another person define you because they broke your heart. Then they'll be powerful enough to make you not to experience love again or fall in love again. Like, it, no. Don't give anybody the opportunity.
Don't do that.
If someone break your heart, heal, play the song, cry out your life, do everything you want to do, move on, enter into another relationship,
and
continue.
Then you can just, you know,
it's living in the moment. Do you understand?
In the moment, bitches.
Create memories. Anyways, we've come to the end of this podcast. I hope you guys like it. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast. And also share. And then you guys should leave comment. Tell us about your heartbreak and the songs that helped you move on.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You know.
Arigato.
Bye.